Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff, brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Monday, May 2nd, 2022. We're going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL, but before we do, we remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. The NFL draft has come and gone, but in case you've been living under a rock recently, I'll just recap some highlights for you. It began with the Jaguars taking pass rusher Trevon Walker first overall and ended 262 picks and 2 days later with the 49ers drafting Iowa State quarterback Brock Purdy to close things out. Georgia set the record for players from one school selected in a seven-round draft. They had 15 guys picked this year, which broke the previous record of 14 held by Ohio State in 2004 and LSU in 2020. In case you're wondering, the overall record for the most players from one school selected in a single draft was set in 1984 when Texas had 17 go in a 12-round draft. By the way, it's never too early to look ahead to the 2023 draft, right? In case you're wondering, the early favorite for the first overall pick is Alabama quarterback Bryce Young. He's plus 200. That's about 2-1. That'd be kind of amazing considering Alabama hasn't had a player go first overall in the NFL draft since Harry Gilmer in 1948. And if you're thinking it was Joe Namath, he was the top pick, but that was the AFL draft in 1965. Next on the list, by the way, is Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud. He is at plus 210, and Alabama linebacker Will Anderson is third at plus 300. Some quick hitters for you now. The Saints didn't draft a safety, and according to Adam Schefter, they're going to make a strong push to sign former LSU safety Tyrann Mathieu. Mathieu visited the Saints in April, and he also had a virtual visit with the Philadelphia Eagles this offseason, but obviously went unsigned. He's tied for fifth in the league with 13 interceptions over the past three seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs. In Chicago, the Bears have released quarterback Nick Foles after failing to find a trade partner. The move will save the team $3 million against their salary cap, but does come with a $7.66 million dead cap charge. That brings the team's total dead cap money all the way up to $57 million once linebacker Danny Trevathan's release becomes official after June 1st. Some undrafted free agent names you might know now. Former Nevada quarterback Carson Strong is signing with the Eagles for $320,000 guaranteed. Former Miami quarterback De'Eriq King signed with the Patriots. Derek Deese Jr. signed with the Lions. His father, Derek, won a Super Bowl with the 49ers in 1994. Former Clemson wide receiver Justin Ross is still looking for an NFL team. And just because he has a cool name, the Saints signed safety Smoke Monday. Last but not least, Richard Deitch of TheAthletic.com reported on Saturday night that Urban Meyer and Fox are, quote, deep in negotiations regarding a potential return to Fox's college football coverage. As Deitch explains it, the network doesn't regard Meyer's spectacular failure in Jacksonville as an impediment, even though they know they're going to get crushed on social media. Well, covering up domestic abuse while he was in college didn't stop Fox from hiring Urban Meyer before, so why would kicking a former player and telling Trevor Lawrence he needed to explain things slowly to a black player turn them away now, right? What a joke. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Monday, May 2nd, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and a review as well. I am sure RJ Ochoa and Pete Sweeney are going to have a full breakdown of the NFL draft later today. You are definitely going to want to hear that. Enjoy your Monday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smart Water Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smart Water Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
From data privacy to the future of TV, retail media, and beyond, the world of digital marketing is constantly in flux. So how can you keep up? Well, The Current Report is there for you. Each week, marketing leaders on the cutting edge give you the latest insight. So if it's creating a buzz, they'll be talking about it. Subscribe to The Current Report wherever you get your podcasts.